you see a set of enormous double doors before you. The finely polished mahogany seems more ancient than time itself. The panels of the doors are covered from top to bottom in carvings of human exploration and endeavours. As you reach out for an aged brass handle, your eyes are drawn to the panel next to it. A carved scene pours out from left to right across the wooden door panel. You see a set of jagged mountains in the foreground. A wide road with low walls on either side runs along the spine of the mountain range. In the distance is a strange mesa, planted on a mountaintop like a mushroom cap. A narrow path winds up the mountain to a small city with rectangular buildings. Surrounding the mesa are several terrace fields etched into the mountainside, like a stairway to heaven. The story continues on the next panel, with people dressed in clothing bearing all sorts of geometric designs. They are making pottery, spinning yarn, weaving cloth, and grinding grain. Warriors stand stoically around the city, keeping watch over its inhabitants. You turn your gaze to the brass handle on the door. The metal is cool to the touch, and with a gentle push, the door swings open, emitting a soft creak. You step through the doorway into the elegant foyer of a seemingly endless library. The floor is checkered with large square tiles of ivory white and jade green. A million specks of light twinkle across the polished surface of the marble floor. High above you, you see a grand crystal chandelier, shining like fresh snow in the sunlight. Across the foyer stands a gilded sign between two spiraling staircases. The pat of your footsteps echoes and fades away as you walk closer to read the sign. You run your fingers over the raised gold letters as you read the writing. Welcome to the Library of Time. Only the most curious souls can find this place. Each and every book here connects to a different time and place. While in the past, you will neither be seen nor heard. You cannot change the past, after all. You can only learn from it. And learn you shall. You turn to the left and walk past the stairs and into the library. Bookshelves made of the same ancient mahogany as the library's double doors stretch out into the distance. You step between two long bookshelves. The shelves are taller than you, but every book is within reach. Your eyes scan over the bindings of dozens of books before one catches your eye. You reach up to take it down. The binding of the book is made up of coarse, twisted yarn, laid out in diagonal rows. You hold the book in one hand while running your other hand over the cover made of thick cloth decorated in colourful staircase designs. There is an image woven into the fabric at the centre of the cover. It looks like a necklace with long strands of knotted yarn hanging from it. Below the image is a date, 7/22.